It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Each year, chanterelle mushrooms grow wild in the Northeast United States. Local foragers like those at Wild Purveyors in Lawrenceville gather and supply them to local chefs for a range of recipes. But because of certain weather conditions, Western PA seems to be one of the few areas where they have flourished this season. So with the bad of the bigger, badder poison ivy comes the good of bigger and better mushrooms. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette food critic Melissa McCart is here to talk about the popularity of chanterelles and how they're being prepared by some of the country's top chefs. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having me.
As a food critic, you get to hear some interesting things about the inner workings of the restaurant world. What have you heard about the chanterelle mushroom right now?
Well, this year they've come up a little bit earlier than in years past because it hasn't been terribly hot and we've had a lot of rain. But one of the things that's different about this particular area is because it's been a little cooler, it's been this bumper crop where in a place like Maryland or the eastern part of the state, you're just not seeing the numbers of chanterelles as you are here.
And how in demand are they?
They're quite in demand. You can find them on dozens of menus around the area. And if you start heading east, there's a pretty high demand for them in that they fetch a pretty high price. They sell for about $18 to $22 a pound.
$18 to $22 a pound?
For mushrooms, yes.
Okay, so, all right. I'm one of these people that I don't have an aversion to mushrooms. If I order a pizza, I don't mind having mushrooms on the pizza. But, I could take it or leave it. So I, like others, might be asking, what is the big deal? You know, what is so great about the chanterelle mushroom?
Well, I mean, the thing about mushrooms, especially those that are foraged from land that's close by, is that there's such a range of flavors. So, for example, with the chanterelle mushrooms, they have this aroma of fresh apricots, for example, and yet when it's on the palate, it's meaty and peppery and has an umami flavor that's quite savory. And I think that one of the reasons why people don't like mushrooms or can take it or leave it is because they're not eating those that are fresh or that are essentially just picked.
And flavorful.
Exactly.
And so how would, if I went into a local restaurant and I wanted to get these, where would I go? How would I find a restaurant that's serving them right now? Because, you know, based on the description you just gave, it makes you want to just run right out and grab a handful of these things.
Absolutely. A lot of restaurants right now are serving them with pasta. So, for example, Dish on the South Side is serving chanterelles with tagliatelle and baby artichokes, some fava beans and Brussels sprouts. There's an unusual presentation at Salt where Chad Townsend is serving them with peachy pasta, which is essentially a thicker kind of spaghetti, green tomatoes, garlic, pecorino, and mint. And they're also on the menu at 11 in the Strip, where chanterelles are served with heirloom tomatoes, orecchiette, basil, and goat cheese.
And if you, maybe wanted to bring them home and cook yourself, what sorts of things could you do creatively in the kitchen with these?
Essentially, there's so much you can do with them. In addition to pairing them with pasta, they're beautiful with eggs. I had them recently as a part of a hash with sausage. And they're incredibly versatile in the ways that all mushrooms are pretty versatile.
We're talking with Pittsburgh Post-Gazette food critic Melissa McCart about the flourishing chanterelle mushrooms that grow wild in the Northeast United States, and Western Pennsylvania seems to be a hotbed for them. So if people wanted to go out and look for them, where would they go? How are they gathered and where do you find them?
I think that's actually a terrible idea, partly because
you might grab something that's not so good.
Exactly. Speaking of poisons, there's a lookalike mushroom that's
Beware
called.
Beware of the lookalike. That's the evil mushroom, the alter ego mushroom.
Exactly. And it's called the jack-o'-lantern, and it's that same bright orange color. And if you end up eating a jack-o'-lantern, you'll land yourself in the hospital. So Wild Purveyors in Lawrenceville or the Allegheny Mushroom Man in the Strip at the Farmer's Market on Saturdays also has them.
Okay, so don't do this. Don't try this at home.
Exactly.
Don't do it on your own. What about how they compare with truffles?
It's really quite different. Chanterelles, as I said, are between $18 and $22 a pound, and truffles are essentially $1,200 a pound. It's a totally different thing. One is the truffles are sort of funky and really pungent, and this is not the time of the year for them. Essentially, you're usually ordering them from abroad, where here, it's local. They're certainly a lot less expensive, and they're more accessible.
And how does the taste compare? The taste of chanterelles to truffles?
Chanterelles are certainly more fragrant and meaty, where truffles, you'd shave truffles on almost like you would shave like pecorino or something like that. Mm. It's something to be used quite sparingly, and it's very strong. People who love truffles are just smitten with them, and people who don't liken them to really stinky cheese.
Which can sometimes, though it smells bad, can taste good. Does it work the same way with the mushroom? Don't judge it by its smell.
Well, perhaps. Certainly with chanterelles, there's no floral component when you taste a chanterelle. It's meatier than you would think because of that delicate scent.
Now, I want to go back to how these are harvested. So, you're saying that the average person who's not an expert on this should not go out and try to find them because there's a chance that you could come up with something that would not be good to eat. So who then does go out? If these things are flourishing in Western Pennsylvania, who's going out to get them? Do you have to have like a mushroom license or something?
I actually don't know that. But certainly Tom and Kevin at Wild Purveyors are going out every day. And they're getting something like 40 to 50 pounds in a couple of days, just going out a couple of hours. Right. They're finding blooms in places where it's just, overwhelming, and these bright orange mushrooms are everywhere.
And so more so than in years past.
Absolutely.
So there are people, you're saying, rest assured, there are people who know how to find these things, know what they're doing, and just rely on them.
Absolutely. Trust them.
Tell me about the big sale you had on Twitter.
Apparently, Kevin was heading east to farms that he deals with, and he had 100 pounds of chanterelles, which is just an enormous amount. And one of the things about Frederick, Maryland is last weekend the temperatures were hitting 100 and 102 degrees, which is not prime growing conditions for something like chanterelles. He tweeted at Brian Voltaggio, who happens to be a top chef who's on Top Chef Masters on Wednesdays, and he asked Brian if he was interested in chanterelles, and Brian said he was, and he sold him all 100 pounds of chanterelles in one swoop. And I actually called the restaurant Volt, which is in Frederick, Maryland. He also has a couple of other restaurants. One is Range in Washington, D.C. And essentially what they're doing is they're pickling the mushrooms in Banyuls vinegar, which is a fortified dessert wine. They're using the pickling liquid as a vinaigrette, and they're serving it with rabbit.
That sounds very French.
And very fancy.
Which is what, and the name, Chanterelle, that looks like a French name. Was it a Frenchman that?
I'm not sure, and I had to have to look that up. I would imagine that this is a mushroom that, because it grows in a region like ours, is pretty versatile, and you'll find it in lots of regions, whether it's here or abroad.
And if people want to find more information, and we'll link to it on our website, WESA.FM, are there places where people can learn more from you online?
Absolutely. People can email me at my Post-Gazette email address, which is mmccart@postgazette.com, or they should go to the Wild Purveyors website, which is just their name.com.
Melissa McCart of the Post-Gazette, Post-Gazette food critic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up, travel correspondent Elaine LaBaume takes us to North Carolina's Outer Banks. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.